Let us remember that we are in the holy presence of God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, one of the ways that I know the Lord loves me is that he gave me this gospel of the Good Samaritan so soon after I prayed for it. Because it was about a month ago that I told the Lord that at some point this year he needs to give me this gospel of the Good Samaritan. Because it was about a month ago that the story of the Good Samaritan came to life in my life. And so what happened? Well, it was about a month ago, and I was on my way to Tucson for a meeting at the diocese. So one of the things that you need to know is in order to get to Tucson, you have to drive a car about 3.5 hours. Okay, cool. So I'm about to drive the car, and one of the things you need to know is that the convent cars, they're very patriotic. They're red, white, and blue. But that's about the only good thing I can say about the convent cars. I mean, the white car is actually halfway decent. The blue van loves to have the air conditioning just go out, which is a problem because it's 1,000 degrees in Arizona. And the red car that I drive most often, it loves to like leak windshield wiper fluid and just die on the side of the interstate on long trips, as the theology teachers know. They all remember last year when we were driving to Tucson for a meeting and the car just died on the side of the road between Casa Grande and Tucson. And we had to just stand there with the hood up, letting the car chill for about 15 minutes before we continued on. Well, that exact same thing happened to me that particular day. In almost the exact same spot, the red car dies on the side of the road. It can't handle long trips. It was barely driven out of Yuma before I came, and so it just dies on the side of the road. Well, luckily the red car and I have an understanding. And I know that it's not broken down, it's not any kind of problem. It just needs to like chill a little bit. Like my cross country runners, it just gets tired and so it needs a break. But once I give it a nice little break, it's fine to like start plugging along again. So I stand there on the side of the interstate for like 15 minutes, dressed as a sister in 1,000 degree heat. Okay. I get back into the car, drive 10 more minutes, and the car dies a second time. That's never happened before. And I was like, uh-oh, like, are we gonna make it to Tucson? I'm not sure. Well, we did make it to Tucson. I just gave it a longer rest that time. And I got to the diocese with about 2 minutes to spare. Score one for the home team. And the conference was excellent. The conference was very good at the diocese. But one of the things that stunned me is no less than 8 people came up to me and said, "Oh, aren't you the sister that I saw stranded on the side of the road?" And I was stunned by this because that's an open admission. I saw you in need of help in the blazing heat of Arizona with the hood up of your car standing on the side of a busy interstate, and I just drove past. Right. And it sounds very judgmental of me, I know, and it probably is, because I would have turned down their offers for help if they stopped. Because as I said, the red car and I have this understanding. It's not actually broken down. It just needs to, like, take a rest. It's what I'm told by the mechanics, and it's what has worked in the past. So, okay, so I would have turned them down, but even still, these are the religious leaders of the Diocese of Tucson who see one of their own, very definitely at like a Catholic religious sister, they see me. And they just drive past. But guess what? There was one person who stopped. And that one person will be in the gym when I deliver this message tomorrow at prayer. They'll be in the gym. And I'm going to be so excited to point them out because it's one of our students. It's one of our students who pulled over and stopped and was like, "Sister, do you need help? Do you need water? Do you want me to call somebody? Like, what do you need?" And I forever. From now on, when I hear the story of the Good Samaritan, I will always think of that child. Because wouldn't we expect a religious leader to stop for one of their own before you'd expect a Gen Z kid, to stop? Yeah, we would. But guys, this is the beauty of the story of the Good Samaritan. It's that our world needs the surprise of Christians who act like Christ. And it reminds me of a story that I heard once about Gandhi, the great freedom fighter in India. That Gandhi, he loved to quote Jesus, that he loved to read the teachings of Jesus, especially the Sermon on the Mount. And there once was a reporter who had the courage to ask, "Well, sir, if you love this Jesus so much, why aren't you a Christian?" And Gandhi famously replied, "Because I have met so few Christians who act like Christ." And that's a scandal. And in my opinion, that's what it truly means to take the name of the Lord in vain. To claim to be Christian and not act like Christ. And I'm not just talking about checking off the boxes of going to mass, receiving your sacraments, praying, things like that. I'm talking about choosing to love. Because far too often we can check off all those boxes and exempt ourselves from having to love like Christ loved. Or maybe we love the people that love us, but we decide we don't have to love our enemies. Jesus said that, but like, because I'm a Christian and I go to mass, I don't actually have to do that. Wrong, bud, right? Like, that's called being like cafeteria style Catholicism when you pick and choose. And some of us don't even realize that we do that when we decide certain people are on the outside of our love. And why does this story matter for us? Well, because I think our world has a lot of things figured out. We live in a very intelligent world. We can predict the stock market. We can predict your ACT scores. We can predict the weather, not hard in Yuma, right? Like, we can predict all of these things. So be unpredictable. Be the Christian that, no, they're not like the judgmental, holier than thou Christian. Be the Christian nobody expects, the Christian who acts like Christ. Be the young person nobody expects, the young person who does the right thing no matter what. Be the person that nobody expects, the one who's like on fire with your faith and unapologetically, right? Like, be the surprise the world needs, because we all know how impactful surprises are. We remember, I mean, we expect to get gifts at Christmas and on our birthdays, but the gift that comes as a surprise, wow, like that blows us away. The thoughtfulness and like just the surprise of it, right? Like, it's so impactful. And you can be that when you choose to be the surprise the world needs. Because then, guess what? Like the Good Samaritan, 2,000 years later, the Samaritans, these enemies to the Jews who ascribed so many negative adjectives to them, 2,000 years later, the one adjective we associate with the Samaritans is good. And the same will be able to be said of you. That's cool. So let's go ahead and conclude our prayer in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Adios. Be good.
If you are interested in religious life or know someone who is, please check out our website at fscc-calledtobe.org. Peace and all good.
Called to be.